Well, please join me, brothers and sisters in Christ, as we lift up the prayers of the people on this day. Just a couple prayer announcements I would like to add to your list or updates as well. First of all, we want to especially pray for Sue Johnson, Keith Johnson's wife, Sue. Keith and Sue are members of the past at Spirit of Joy, and Sue has been diagnosed with cancer. We're very thankful that it was caught very early. It's stage one, but she is undergoing radiation right now. So we want to pray especially for Sue and for Keith during that time. We pray that they'll get all that cancer and that she'll heal well. We want to keep praying, of course, for Marilyn Partis. She is home out of the hospital. We give thanks for that, but still healing. And so we pray that you will be with her during this time. And of course, we continue to pray for Josh. With a recovery from his back injury. He is getting better, walking better, I hear, but still in a lot of pain and discomfort from that. So we do pray that Josh will be better, and we do look forward to hearing his beautiful guitar music, him and Anthony sharing their music with us soon. Well, let us prepare hearts as we lift up the prayers of our people today. Uplifted by the promised hope of healing and resurrection, we join the people of God in all times and all places in praying for the church, the world, and all those in need. Build us up, Mother and God, as living stones united in your spiritual house. Continually strengthen your church as it is sent forth to proclaim your love. We pray especially for new congregations and those in redevelopment. We pray for all congregations seeking to do ministry in new ways, in the cloud, in virtual ways, so that all may remember that they are connected even though apart. Lord, in your mercy. Humble us, Creator God, as part of your creation. Fill us with respect and awe for the world you have made, including volcanoes, ocean currents, tropical rainstorms, glaciers, and other forces that both destroy and create. May we be good stewards of this earth, and may we respect the power of nature. Lord, in your mercy. Align our ways to your love, O God. We pray for our countries and all their leaders, other organizations, as they prepare places for those who seek refuge and safety. We especially pray for those parts of the world that are on top of this terrible plight with the coronavirus, also experience constant struggle with sectarian violence, with the effects of poverty and malnutrition, with injustice for those who are in need of voice. We pray that you will be in those places, that you'll bring words of compassion and care and supplies to those who are in need. Lord, in your mercy. God of healing and rest, help those whose hearts are heavy and weighed down by many troubles. Comfort their suffering, ease their distress, and carry their burdens on this day, Lord. It is so easy for our hearts to be troubled in this world. May we find a respite from that struggle on this day. Lord, we especially pray for our brothers and sisters in need of ongoing prayers today. For continued healing for Marilyn at home, Lord, we give thanks for her successful getting home and having a good experience in the hospital the best she could as far as care, and much less pain now, Lord, but we pray for continued healing for her. We prayed for healing for Josh, that back might get better each day. Lord, may your healing hands be upon Sue during this time of treatment of the radiation. We pray that she'll recover well and heal well, and they'll get all that cancer, and be with Keith as he walks with her in that journey. Lord, we continue to pray for Neil, Sharon Wynn's son, who is struggling with addiction. Lord, we pray that each day you'll be with him as he walks the step of sobriety, hopefully finding wholeness and well-being again. And Lord, we lift up all those that we have in our hearts this week, those that we love dearly, close by and far away, that are in need of your tender mercy and care. We pray that you will bless them and keep them, that you'll bring healing to them, and let them know that just like you prepare a place for us there, there is a place right here and right now where you dwell deep within our hearts. Lord, in your mercy. Nurturing God, we pray for those who tend and teach young children. Lord, we pray for the safe pregnancies of those who are expectant mothers and parents during this time. We pray, Lord, for families who struggle in any way. We especially remember on this Mother's Day families that struggle with infertility and have experienced loss. We pray that you'll bless them and keep them on this day. Lord, we give thanks for all who have shown mothering care, and we remember all those for whom this day can be difficult. Lord, in your mercy. Generous God, you call into your brilliant light all who have died. Give us faith to take hold of the promise of your eternal life. May we remember this promise that you made known to the disciples, that you go and prepare a place for us all. We need not find it or earn it or seek it out, but simply trust that you'll call us home by name. May that promise especially give us strength in difficult times. Lord, in your mercy. And gracious God, we ask that you be with us this day as we celebrate however we can and make special the day for our moms. And as we also just give thanks for another celebration of resurrection on this Sunday. And remember that you are alive and alive indeed. May we find hope and joy and love, and may our hearts not be troubled. And into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. Amen. Well, just a couple announcements to add on to our prayers today. First of all, as always, our dedicated staff is in the office at times, but also checking the messages constantly, so that if you have any needs, please do reach out to Barbara or Marge to have those needs met. We also want to continue to invite you to our Wednesday night Bible study. We've been going through the Psalms. Had a wonderful study this last week. I really enjoyed it. At least I did. I hope everyone there did too. But it was a wonderful time and some real deep conversation in the Psalms. So we'll be continuing that this coming Wednesday at 6 p.m. And of course, I'll send out email information about the Zoom gathering there. And we just continue to pray as we navigate each day how things are changing. And we look forward to the moment and time where we will be back together. We pray for what will that look like and all the guidance we need for that. And just ask you to all pray for one another. Reach out to each other on the phone and email and text or however else you need to. Send a pigeon if you have to. Just reach out to one another the best you can. And please know that I am keeping you all in my prayers each day. And I'd like to close now with a final benediction and blessing for this Sunday. God of peace, may your light shine upon us, especially in moments where we are in the shadow of darkness and hurt. May your face shine upon us, and may you give us strength for the challenges of today. May we celebrate mothers throughout the globe. May we see an end to violence where mothers weep for the loss of their children. And may we just find the peace of knowing that you are with us always. We need not let our hearts be troubled in this world, for you are preparing a place for us all. And may that promise give us light and give us strength for today. And we ask this in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessings to you all. Have a great Sunday, everybody. And we'll look forward to talking soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.